I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. I think that there are many great prayers in the Bible. Some of these include Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17, the prayer Jesus taught the disciples in Matthew 6, Daniel's prayer at the end of 70 years' captivity in Daniel 9, Moses' intercessory prayer in Exodus 32, David's prayer of thanksgiving in 2 Samuel 7, Solomon's prayer of dedication in 1 Kings 8, and many more. For the most part, these prayers are primarily concerned with spiritual needs and matters. Certainly, the Bible has many prayers that are concerned primarily with physical needs and matters, such as Jesus' prayer raising Lazarus from the dead in John 11, David's prayer for deliverance from the wicked in Psalm 7, and Nehemiah's prayer for the king to send him to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall in Nehemiah chapter 1. In my experience, most of the things Christians pray for and ask prayer for are of a physical nature rather than a spiritual nature. How should we pray for the spiritual needs of other Christians? I think we find a good example of the spiritual needs we should pray for others in Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3:14-21. Listen to the prayer. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The reason Paul bows his knees is what the Lord has done for Gentile Christians through the work of Christ. He has made the spiritually dead alive by grace through faith. He has taken strangers with no hope and brought them near by the blood of Christ. He has broken the barrier of separation and created one new man in Christ and given him access to God. He has made them fellow heirs and partakers of the promises of God in Christ. Paul prays that God would enable the Gentile Christians to, as Warren Wiersbe said, get their hands on their wealth. Praying as Paul prayed helps our prayer for others to be a spiritual nature. There are four things that you should pray for other Christians. First, pray that others would be strengthened through the Spirit in the inner man. Christians need to be strong in their souls. Our outer man is decaying as we get older, but our inner man should be renewed and strengthened. Spend daily time with the Lord in His Word and get a good diet of spiritual milk and meat. Put what you learn into practice and exercise the things you know to do. Become strong in the inner man. Secondly, pray that Christ would dwell in others' hearts through faith. This is a permanent dwelling of Christ in their minds, hearts, hands, feet, tongues, eyes, and ears. He is resident in you. You believe and you live his words. You are always thinking about Christ and doing what he would have you to do. Thirdly, pray that others would understand the love of God for them in Christ. The longest section of this prayer concerns love. When I read this part of the prayer, it makes me think that Paul is praying for Christians to contemplate the vastness of God's love for themselves. I am not sure we can ever fully comprehend the love of Christ for us, but we can certainly grow in it. When I look at the cross, God is saying to me, I love you. When we and others grow in our understanding of the length, width, height, and depth of Christ's love, we certainly will be changed in character and actions. Lastly, pray for others to be filled with all the fullness of God. When people are filled with God, they have come to realize that they don't need anything but God. They find contentment in life and purpose of life. Let me close with Paul's own doxology. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.